Feeling like you don't have time? I totally get ya. I mean, goodness, you've got so many things running around, like your kids and your thoughts and the little pieces of paper that you have things written down on. I totally get you, lady. Where do we find the time? Well, there is time. That's what I want to tell you. Feeling like you don't have time? I get it. So we have to be explorers and find the time, ladies. Find the time. So this is what I want you to do today, and come back to this audio anytime you need to. I want you to think about what you have to do today. Jot down a quick list of what you have to do, right? Then I want you, and that's logistically. Now I want you to write a quick list of the things you want to get done for your business today. Quick list. Okay. Now, next to that quick list, I want you to write down how much time you think each of those tasks is going to take you. If anything is going to take you over 30 minutes, I want you to break it down. And if there's anything that you can break down into 10-minute increments, even better. Now, I'll give you a couple examples. You need to write a blog post, right? You need to record something. I want you to say, okay, well, what if I just outlined it today? Right? We're not going to write a big project plan. We're not going to do any of those things. I just want you to say, what could be the thing I could get done in 10 minutes today? Okay. Now I want you to take that list and I want you to write next to it how much mental acuity it's going to take for you to execute that task. Okay. So high mental acuity means you need all of your cunning, right? You are going to record a podcast episode. You're going to write a blog, something important, write a piece of content. You're going to do something that requires silence and concentration. Okay. The middle of the ground is something that you would really prefer concentration. It's going to take you probably three times as long to do it if you had kids around, but you could totally execute it if absolutely necessary. And the lowest mental acuity are the things that if someone was running around half naked screaming, you could probably still get this done. Okay. With those three levels, I want you to take a look and say, and put on the final column, what things are the priority in 1, 2, 3. If you had to say, okay, this is a number one high priority, this is a number two priority, this is a number three priority, okay? And I don't want you to say in life or business. You only have one day. You don't get 2 days. You're not two people. So don't say this is a number one for life and a number one for business. It's all just your day, okay? Now I want you to take a look. Of all the top priorities, is there anything in there that you can get done in 10 minutes? Highlight it. Okay, this simple process you can go through will help you uncover the things that you can get done no matter what. And what you do is you pull out that list, your kids go in and they're gonna take a bath, go to the bathroom for 10 minutes, right? You can now pull out what's a 10-minute thing I can do. Okay, they just happen to be quiet for doing something. You can go, okay, 10 minutes, what can I do? You can be opportunistic about having these pockets of time when you have this plan. Now, the one other thing I want to say is if you have any team members, make sure that anything you need to do that your team needs in order to execute, so you need to review content, give them an idea, a plan, or whatever that is, make sure that is a number one priority and you've broken it down to 10-minute increments and that's the first thing you get done on your list, because it's no point in paying people to be on your team if you can't get to the things that they need in order to do their job. Okay. I hope this helps. You can absolutely do it. Even if you only do a couple of those 10-minute things a day, you can build up to a beautiful, wonderful business. I know you can. We are here for you. And I am super excited to see what your big, beautiful brain creates.